Hey Doc, before today's episode, I have an important announcement for you. Have you been told that maybe if you can just cut down your spending, save more money, and pay off debt, then you will be able to have freedom? Well, I'm sorry to tell you, but that's not the complete truth. Over the last couple of years, I've had the pleasure of learning from badass women physicians and women outside of the physician communities that are living a life of freedom. And what I've found is that how they live their life and how they think about money is so different than how most of us have been taught. Incorporating this stuff has literally changed my life and the women physicians that I have an honor of serving. So I would love to invite you to an upcoming webinar that I have coming up for you. I want to share with you 7 ways that women physicians that are living a life of financial freedom think differently than most. That way you can also incorporate some of this stuff and accelerate your own journey to freedom and wealth. Love you so much. Check out the link in the show notes, and I look forward to seeing you at the upcoming training. Enjoy this episode. Hi, Dots. I'm Dr. Latifah. I'm the host of the Money Fit MD podcast. This is where we help badass women physicians just like you learn simple and effective tools to build wealth from the inside out. That way, we can create wealth and bigger impact without all the burnout. Enjoy the episode. Welcome to 2024. I am so excited, guys, about this year. First of all, Happy New Year! I know some of you guys are listening and like, thank God last year is over. Some of you are like, man, it's a new year. Now I have to like do new things. No, you don't. Anyways, I'm excited you guys are here. For those that I haven't met, I'm Dr. Latifah. I am recording this episode for you. And I'm so glad it's the first one you're hearing this year because it's going to be so powerful. So I want you to hold your sphincter, tighten your seatbelt, because this year is going to be good and it's going to be different. You are going to be different. Money is going to be different. And I'm going to challenge you a whole lot this year in the best way possible. And the reason why is because I have such assurance and confidence in your ability to do money and your ability to do wealth. However, I have to say that a lot of things that we've been doing in the past when it comes to money is going to have to change this year, because I'm really serious about the impact that we're going to create this year. I'm really serious about the changes that is required of you in your life, in the way you live your life, in the way you create impact, in the way you do money, in the way you've been growing money. So I have big goals for 2024. I have big goals for MoneyFit MD and the people we're going to change their lives, the people we're going to impact. People like you, whose money lives we're going to change. And to be honest with you, that's a good thing, because it means that we're bringing the heat in the best way possible. So I'm super duper excited. The episode that I have today, again, it's going to be powerful. And I figured, you know what? Why start with fluff? Let's just get down to the real stuff, because this year, I'm going to be honest with you guys, there's two goals that we have here inside of MoneyFit MD. And two of those goals are pretty simple. One is I want you to simplify your finances and help you simplify your finances. And number two is I want you to amplify your finances. Those are our goals. So every single thing that we do this year is going to be with that GPS in mind, to simplify and amplify. Simplify, amplify, simplify, amplify. So I'm going to challenge you that when it comes to your finances, what else can you do to simplify so that you can amplify? And so this episode that I'm doing today, the first episode you're hearing from me in 2024, is going to set the tone for that. And again, I've already promised you that I'm going to be challenging you, but that's a good thing, because you're not here to waste time. There's 5 billion things you could be doing, but you're here because you want change. You want real change that impacts generation, real change so that you can do the things you're called to do, real change so you can take a break. How many of you guys are thinking of taking a sabbatical this year? What's stopping you? Seriously, if you don't want it, then you don't want it.
but not because I can't or because it's hard, right? I don't want anything to stop you from living the best life you have, the best life you could have. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with your life right now, but you know what you're capable of. You know that there's that desire that you have for more, to build more, to have more, to create more. It's not because you don't have enough, but enough doesn't mean we don't get to seek for more. Because I do think there's that element that God has placed in all of us that is just that desire to do, to impact, to help, to grow. To be, we're not meant to be. It's like a plant. A plant rarely stays, like you can't see a plant that's staying the same, right? Growth is a part of our essence of what causes us to be humans, right? And so this year, I don't want money to be the reason why you don't be, the reason why you don't do. So this episode today, that was all just like intro, by the way. This episode today is going to be talking about the purpose of money. I want to talk to you about the purpose of money. And my hope is that this episode helps you enough, inspires you enough that you share it with someone else because we need more and more people knowing what the purpose of money is. So, the first thing I want to ask you is this: what if the purpose of money is to help you live the life that you're born to live so that you can enjoy the relationships that you have, you can impact the people, and you can live a full life? And I say that because so many of us have been taught that the point of money is to pay bills. We've been taught that the point of money is to buy things, and there's nothing wrong with buying things, but maybe that's not the point of money. And maybe thinking that money pays bills is why so many people are locked up in that paycheck to paycheck, paying bills only life, lifestyle that actually doesn't create fulfillment or joy or impact or help their money grow. Because the truth is this, I truly believe that money wants to grow. Just like we are meant to grow, money is meant to grow. Because if money is the economic language that we speak throughout the world, then I think money wants to grow. So if you help money grow, more of it will come to you. It's so weird. I'm telling you guys. So here's the deal. The things that I'm sharing are things that I believe, but also some of them are things that I've come to understand about money. Right? And so maybe the purpose of money is not just to pay bills. And I get it. If that's what you're doing, then the question is, how do you break the cycle and go from paying bills to instead interrupting that pattern and seeing that maybe the point of money is to help you live the life you were born to live, the real life you were born to live, like the impactful life you're born to live, the wholesome life you were born to live, like the relationships you're meant to enjoy, the time you're meant to enjoy with the people that you want to spend it with on earth, right? And live a full life, in other words, because when you live a life of impact, when you live a life of being full, you give in ways that blows your own damn mind. And that's just the truth about it. Okay, so that's point number one. Number two is maybe money is actually a gift, a gift for you, through you, for others. Okay, I'm gonna repeat that. Maybe money is actually a gift. And the reason why I'm saying that, and some of you guys are gonna think this is weird, but maybe you are actually born to have money, and it's a gift for you, through you, for others. Right? Because if it's for you, through you, for others, then you also have the responsibility of making sure that it grows so that it can keep being for you, through you, for others as well. Does that make sense? So that when you're paying the people that you're paying at the store, when you're tipping the person you're tipping, when you're paying for the services you're paying for, maybe it's meant to flow through you, like to you, through you, and for others. And so the question becomes, how do you make sure that you grow in it so that that cycle continues for you, through you, for others? Does that make sense? So that's point number two. And I know today's episode sounds a little weird, but hey, listen, we're in 2024. It's gonna be a touch weird. I'm just telling you. I'm just telling you. So the number three thing is this. Here's what I found to be true. The more fun and ease you bring into the art of money, the more fun, joy you will have, and the more money you'll have too. Really is interesting. So when I think about the work that we do inside of the money school, we coach people, we talk about the emotions of money, we talk about the psychology of money, the mindset of money, the management of money, the investment of money. Like those are the things that we do inside of the money school. But one of the things that I try to get to the core for the women physicians that come in there, and I honestly think it's why so many of our women actually do really well when it comes to money and grow their net worth, invest in things they've never invested before, and achieve the goal of creating their wealthy life, is because we take the art of money away from this sympathetic nervous system panicky space that we've been taught that money should be, because, you know, remember, money is serious, quote unquote, right? That's what we've been taught. And now we help people get to a place of ease with money so that they're going from a sympathetic nervous system driven mechanism to like more of a parasympathetic nervous system where it's more ease. And the thing is, when it's more ease, you're able to think clearly, you're able to make decisions clearly, you're able to evaluate, assess, right? Clearly. Because you're not in the sympathetic driven way. If you remember, guys, when someone is running a code, if you look at the people that run codes the best, they're trying to be calm, right? Because they try to be calm. The best codes are run in a way that is focused, that is targeted, that is calm, not like jumping everywhere, right? And freaking the heck out. No. And there's a reason why. Because when you're in that sympathetic, you're not thinking clearly, but when you're in a parasympathetic system, you're thinking, your blood flow is good, you're able to get perfusion well, and now you're able to think. And also, when you have more fun, when you have more ease, guess what happens? You're able to invest it more freely. You're able to let go of the money a little bit easier. And what that means is that it has a higher chance of growing. So maybe 2024 is a year to have a little bit more fun, but also put a little bit more ease when it comes to the art of money. I'm telling you, if you listen to the stuff that I'm talking about today, it will literally change your finances in 2024, okay? Because imagine being able to negotiate, because why the heck not? Imagine being able to make offers, because why the heck not? Imagine someone offering you, you know, whatever, I don't know, $200 an hour at your job. And you're like, how about 220? Because you're like, this, let's make this easy, right? The affect that you have when it's coming from that easy place is going to be so different from the affect that you have when it all feels so serious and so tight-fisted. Like, money likes freedom, just the same way we want freedom. Money wants freedom. Money doesn't want to be suffocated. It doesn't want to be like choked. It literally wants to flow. That's what it wants to do. So more fun. More ease. I'm not saying fun, like, you know, go do crazy crypto. No, but like just more ease. Be in that like grounded space of like, okay, this is what I want. This is what I'm doing. These are the actions we're taking and these are the results we're going to create. Okay. So that's number three. Number four. And this one, honestly, I found it to be true. I don't like it, but I found it to be true. And it is the case that money doesn't necessarily flow to those who need it. It flows to those who want it. I'm going to repeat that. Money doesn't flow to those who need it. I mean, everybody gets money to take care of their, you know, shelter. Not everybody, but you get my point. Like the shelter, their food and those things. But like money doesn't flow as easily to those who need it. We're like, this is the center of my world. But it flows better to those who want it. And I think it has to do with the fact that those that want it, they're not holding it as a center of their world. They're not thinking it's going to be dire. The world is going to end if they don't have it. And so for that reason, they're able to practice more abundance. They're able to give more. They're able to let money go more. And I always tell people that money likes friends. If you let money go, it's going to recruit its friends and its like cousins and its nieces and all this other stuff and come back to you. That's the way that money goes. So, and that's why I tell people, and I coach women physicians, I'm like, the less you need, the more you have. Because the less you need, you've told yourself, I have all I need. And when you say that I have all I need, it frees you up to be able to breathe, to be able to ground yourself, to be able to spend less time and energy overspending, emotional spending, and also to be able to invest more. You know, I talk about those three investments that I truly believe in: assets. I believe in assets in your brain, which means like coaching, learning new skills. I believe in assets, like tangible assets, like you buy in the stock market, you buy in businesses, you buy in real estate. I believe in assets as in given. Those are the three asset classes that if you focus on, I promise you, it will change your life. You will have more money and you have more wealth. You have more abundance. You have more joy. And guys, this is literally the truth about money that I'm telling you. Okay. The next one, which I believe is number five, is this. And this one is super duper important, just like the other ones. The reason you've created the finances you have, for good or for bad, is because of the beliefs that you have about money. And the beliefs you have about money is the result of what you've been taught society-wise, what your family has taught you, and all this other stuff. But my question to you is this, and it may be the most important question to answer this year when it comes to your finances. What are you willing to stop believing about money? What are you willing to stop believing about money? If you truly want money, if you want wealth, if you want freedom, if you want to live life and practice medicine on your terms, my question is, what are you willing to stop believing about money? Are you willing to believe that maybe it's not hard, and maybe the reason why it's felt tight is because you thought it was hard, and maybe it's easy? Easier than you thought, right? Because sometimes what happens is if you're looking for something super duper hard, it may actually be under your nose and you just didn't see it. So maybe the reason why maybe money feels hard is because, or maybe things feel tight, is because you've believed the lie that money is hard. What are you willing to stop believing about money? Maybe you think that if you had more money, you would have joy. Are you willing to believe that maybe you could just have joy, period? Even without a change in your financial net worth yet? Are you willing to believe that it's possible that you maybe are good with money and no one has just taught you in a language that made sense to you yet? Are you willing to stop believing that if you invest in yourself, that means you're not wise or that means you're going to run out of money? Are you willing to believe that maybe it's possible that the more you invest in one of those three things and all of those three things that I talked about, the more money you're actually going to have, the more wealth you're actually going to have, the more assets you're actually going to have? Again, I'm going to ask you one more time. What are you willing to stop believing about money in 2024? Listen, take some time, write those down, because the answer to this is literally, or may literally be, what changes your finances this year. So welcome to 2024. It's going to be great. It's going to be powerful. I'm excited for you. I'm excited for us. This is the year that we're going to impact the most people in MoneyFitMD. We want to reach more physicians. We want to change more lives, because when I think about people, when I think about how we have ass in life, when I think about the sabbatical that my family has been able to take and come into an end to travel to 20 countries in 10 months, my kids' lives are changed. Their thoughts about this world is changed. Like, even our thoughts are changed. And you don't need a year. You don't need 10 months. You don't need 6 months. But, like, what do you need? What brick do you need so you can be more yourself, so you can have the time to actually think about the impact you're here for? For when I think about how my understanding of money, my letting go of what I used to think when it comes to money and taking over new thoughts about money, how that has changed my life, I'm like, it would be a disservice for me to not turn this up a notch this year. So we're going to do a lot of great things. We're going to have some webinars for you. We're going to have some money challenges for you. If you're listening on my podcast, or you're watching on YouTube or Instagram and you're not in my email list yet, I want you to just go to this link. It's moneyfitmd.com/guide. moneyfitmd.com/guide. That is my gift to you this year. I'm so excited for you. I cannot wait to serve you. I cannot wait to see all the amazing stuff you're going to do. And I cannot wait to meet the people and get into the ears of those amazing humans that you're going to share this podcast with. This is your year, and it's my honor to be on this ride with you. I love you. And I cannot wait to celebrate you. Goodbye.